A complex storm system getting organized in the Upper Great Lakes will move into the region today, intensify as it moves to the mid-Atlantic coast, and then stall out off the New England coast for a day or two before finally moving out of the region by the weekend. Upper-level energy across the southern Great Lakes will form a closed mid- and upper-level low-pressure system along the mid-Atlantic coast. Several waves of showers have already moved through the region, and more will rotate through from time to time this afternoon and evening. The day won't be a total wash by any means, as showers will be more scattered as the day progresses, with some areas seeing plenty of dry time. Showers will be more persistent along the western Adirondacks and the Mohawk Valley, and also to the south of the Capital Region through the Catskills and Mid-Hudson Valley. Showers will remain rather scattered overnight, with areas of fog forming and lows in the mid and upper 40s. Showers remain in the forecast for Wednesday, but again will be more scattered in nature, with high temperatures in the low and mid 50s. While the storm churns away off the New England coast, the threat of showers and some heavier periods of rain will increase later in the day Wednesday, with the heaviest rain likely overnight and during the first half of the day on Thursday. Bands of rain will be rotating in from the Atlantic and could bring 1 to 2 inches of rain for some areas during that time period, with the heaviest rain mainly across northern New England and possibly portions of southern Vermont, western Mass, and northwestern Connecticut, with a secondary bullseye in the upslope areas of the eastern Catskills. The low will finally get on out of here on Friday, allowing a sprawling area of high pressure to build in just in time for the weekend, with quickly clearing skies overnight into Saturday and sunny skies all the way through the weekend and into the beginning of next week. A southerly flow will develop as well, and that will help to push temperatures back into the 60s over the weekend and into next week as well. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma says that no severe thunderstorm areas are forecast. Isolated thunderstorms are possible over parts of the interior west, western and southern Texas, southern portions of the Florida Peninsula, and parts of the northeast and mid-Atlantic region later today. Over the past 24 hours, the lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 96 on Monday at Bullhead City, Arizona, and El Centro Nas, California, to a low Tuesday morning of 22 degrees at Mount Washington in New Hampshire. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible later this afternoon. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 60s and a southeast wind from 5 to 7 miles an hour. In Boston, scattered showers mainly this afternoon, cloudy with a high in the low 60s and an east wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. And in Buffalo, occasional showers with highs in the low 50s and a north wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 58 degrees with a record of 81 set in 1979. Normal minimum temperature is 38 degrees with a record of 17 set in 1972. Sunrise and sunset data for today, October the 21st. Sunrise was at 7:16 a.m. and sunset will come at 6:03 p.m. For tomorrow, October the 22nd, sunrise at 7:17 a.m. and sunset at 6:02 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Showers likely today with highs in the mid-50s and a northeast wind around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy tonight with showers likely, but mainly in the evening, lows in the mid-40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, showers likely today with highs in the low to mid-60s. Tonight, cloudy with a chance of showers, temperatures in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, showers today with highs in the mid-50s, and tonight showers likely, lows in the mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, showers likely today with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, cloudy, a chance of showers, lows in the upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, showers likely today with highs in the upper 50s. Tonight, cloudy with showers likely, but mainly in the evening, lows in the upper 40s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Wednesday, more scattered showers, temperatures in the low to mid-50s. Thursday, periods of rain tapering to showers, temperatures in the upper 40s and low 50s. More showers on tap for Friday, highs in the low and mid 50s. Saturday, becoming mostly sunny and milder with highs in the upper 50s and low 60s. Mostly sunny Sunday, highs in the mid 50s to near 60. And Monday, mostly sunny and warmer with highs in the low to mid 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.